USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Some 40 million Americans are under heat alerts due to dangerous and intense, potentially record-breaking heat across the plains and Mississippi Valley. That's expected to continue into the southeast this week. Firefighters are already battling 89 large fires across 12 states. In Europe, the heat wave has killed more than 1,100 people in Spain and Portugal. For the first time ever, the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels Flight Squadron are adding a female jet pilot to their ranks. Lieutenant Amanda Lee will join the elite flight squadron this fall. Boosting ties with South Korea, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, after touring Seoul Science Park on Tuesday, calls out China.
We cannot allow countries like China to use their market position in key raw materials, technologies, or products to disrupt our economy or exercise unwanted geopolitical leverage.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Russian President Vladimir Putin admitted Monday that Western sanctions on his country are causing colossal high-tech issues in Russia, especially its high-tech industry. Putin said that sanctions imposed by Western countries would not turn the clock back on Russia's development. President Trump calls out the Pulitzer Prize folks after they awarded journalists a Pulitzer Prize based on the massive cover-up of Russian collusion.
Former President Trump says the Pulitzer Prize board is, quote, running cover for the biggest reporting failure in modern history. The board rejected multiple requests by Trump to rescind awards given to the New York Times and Washington Post. The two papers were honored for reporting on Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The board said on Monday it conducted a review and saw no reason to take the awards back. Trump blasted the decision, saying in part that the Pulitzer board has taken away any shred of credibility it had left with its response. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The armed Good Samaritan that stopped an Indiana mall shooting just as soon as it started on Sunday broke mall rules by carrying a concealed weapon onto the property. The 22-year-old from Seymour, a city about 45 miles south of Greenwood, is being called a hero by Greenwood police.
The most comprehensive study ever undertaken of the changes in agricultural land use here in the U.S.
America's farmlands are disappearing at an alarming rate. John Piotti, president of the American Farmland Trust.
That equates to 2,000 acres every day. Another 18.4 million acres will be lost by 2040.
Software developer Bill Gates ranks 49th on the list of individuals, families, and corporations who own the most farmland. Along with Melinda Gates, Bill owns over 268,000 acres. In January of 2021, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation launched Gates Ag One, a nonprofit charitable firm. It will help farmers in developing countries access agri-tech to improve farming techniques. Jeff Bezos is 25th on the list of owners. He owns about 420,000 acres of farmland.
Nearly half of the conversion will occur on the nation's most productive, versatile, and resilient farmland.
Solar farms, real estate, and inefficient farming practices are some of the reasons the USDA says America's farmlands are disappearing. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.